Hello.
Hey, Beso, it's Aubrey. Here, what's up?
Yeah. Who are you with?
Local Splash.
How you doing? Yeah.
I'm doing well. How you doing today?
Good.
Excellent. I just wanted to follow up with you, of course, based on our last conversation. Were you able to look over the email, go over everything?
Yeah, I guess I can. Yeah.
Excellent. I just wanted to, of course, touch base, see how you're feeling about moving forward, see how you're feeling about the system. Any questions, any concerns?
Okay. Yeah. You're going to place, AdWords online for me. Is that right?
So that would be Google Ads. That's a pay-per-click. We were discussing your first page placement for the local map area.
Okay. First place map area.
Yeah, and the first page. Go ahead.
Oh, and that's what you charge the $3.99 for?
So it's $2.99 month to month, and it comes with a one-time setup fee. Yeah, so it comes with a one-time setup fee of $99. So your only your upfront cost is $3.98. Then it's just $2.99 month to month. But with that, we're doing the submissions for your directory submissions, so the Facebook ad campaign, Bing Local, Apple Maps, and Google, as well as your keyword optimization. So we do up to 20 keywords for you, and then we get that first page placement, and then we maintain your placement on that first page.
Okay. The first place page, what is that exactly? Is that if somebody goes online and clicks like concrete pumping?
Exactly. So they'll type in concrete near me, for example, and that's the list that pops up, right? You'll see Google Guaranteed is the very first. It says sponsored. It's got the green check mark. Right underneath that, it'll say sponsored, but you're not going to see any bells and whistles. Usually it's like Angie and Thumbtack in those spots. You'll see that's Google Ads. Right below that, right on the local map, that little map on the right, and those three or four businesses on the left, this is the first page. This is the local map. So we're getting you in the mix with those three or four businesses you see on the left there, but we're maintaining that placement for you. So you're never going to rotate off that first page.
Okay. What is that going to list? My name, phone number, or what?
So it'll list your entire business. So your Google business profile will be there. So you know those, when you type in, for instance, concrete near me, if you click on one of the contractors that are in that area, it'll bring up their Google profile.
Okay.
That's like the picture.
What if they key in like swimming pool repair, stucco, concrete work, masonry work, all that? Does that still come up? Any of those keywords still come up as my first placement or what?
First page? Yes, sir. So what we do here, when we talk about optimizing the keywords, so we do take all of the keywords that are relevant to your business, right?
Okay.
So each thing you just listed off will be listed as a keyword for your business. So anytime any one of those in any combination are typed in, your business, Beso Construction Company, pops up right there on the first page.
Pops up. I see. Where do they get my phone number for a contact? Where does my phone number show up? When they click on my company name, my number shows up, or what?
Yes, sir. So they're going to click on your Google profile, and that'll bring up everything about your business, right? So the address, as long as it's not a home office, we hide those from your Google profile. Don't want people showing up at your home.
Right.
Show if you have an office building, it'll show the office address, hours of operation, phone number, and then any additional information. So you'll see your reviews there as well, and any relevant web results that have to do with your business listed right there on that Google profile. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, once we do this, how long does it take for this to get up on Google?
Absolutely. So the industry standard is usually 90 days. As a Google partner, we get that done in about 45, and then you're going to see that maintenance of that first page. So what happens here is a brief timeline. Your first week here, the very first thing we do is set you a client interview. So that's about 45 minutes. That's where you meet your the team, your Meta team that'll be handling the ad campaign, your Google team, and they'll go over content editing and quality control for you. Want to make sure everything that we're going to be projecting is accurate in order and goes through easily.
Okay.
By the end of your first week, you're going to have your Facebook ads already done in live, website done in tethered, and those are active. By the end of your second week, by that 45th day, there we go, that's when you're seeing that first page appear, and then we're just going to be maintaining that ranking.
Okay. What additional cost am I looking at?
No additional costs. Everything we were discussing today is all included in that $299 a month. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Is there anything else?
The only thing we would have to do here, before ever going into billing or anything here, I want to make sure that your business information is absolutely correct. I know we went through this already, but I do want to go back over it just to make sure we have everything in order, okay?
Sure, sure.
All right. So then for the business name, Baso Construction Company, just to confirm, you do put LLC.
That's spelled B-E-S-O.
Okay,
B-E-S-O.
Perfect. And then construction.
And LLC, right after that, LLC.
LLC.
Right.
All right. And then that's the 67 Stonegate Drive, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Florence, Kentucky. 41042 is the proper zip code?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now, for the phone numbers here, because I know you had it, the 4305 as the preferred contact for me to get in contact with you. Is this also the one that you want listed on the Google profile, or did you want the 0117 as the contact? Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. No.
Okay. Let me go ahead and make that really quick. There we go. 4305. Okay. Perfect. All right. And then we have first name. Can you spell it for me?
Steve Young. It's S-T-E-V-E. And the last name is Young. Y-O-U-N-G.
All right. Perfect. And it's Eastern Standard. All right. The next thing I do want to make sure is that we do have your security question in order. So we create the security question for two reasons. One is so that if you lose your password or have to reset your dashboard for any reason, you have your security question. And then, of course, with increased visibility, naturally you'll receive third-party calls from vendors that are not related to Local Splash. So we do create the security question for you so you can verify that it's coming from us, okay?
Okay. Hi.
All right. So you have three to choose from here. You can use mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet name.
Mother's name.
Mother's maiden. All right. Perfect. And then can you spell it for me?
Nancy. Okay.
N-A-N-C-Y.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect.
N-A-N-C-Y.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Excellent. So this will always be lowercase, okay? If you ever have to reset password, anything like that, where you need your security answer, it'll be Nancy, all lowercase, okay?
Okay.
All right. Perfect. And for the billing information, the 67 Stonegate Drive, Florence, Kentucky, all of that is the same as well?
Right. Right.
Okay. All right. Just bear with me here. Just got to type it all in manually again here. That's Florence, Kentucky. All right, perfect. All right, and then is it going to be MasterCard, Visa?
It's a Visa.
It's a Visa, okay. And then I am ready with the number when you are.
Okay. Before we do this, what I'd like you to do, well, I can give it to you, but what I'd like you to do before we hang up, I want you to email me something on your letterhead, you know, and I'm making up a file for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, a hard copy, and put it into a folder. So you can email me what we talked about at my email address, and then I'll print it off. and put it in my file. Okay?
Okay.
And your contact, who I contact with, what phone number, all that's got to be on there.
Absolutely. And that's the 4350, born in 1954, at gmail.com, correct?
Correct. Correct.
All right. Perfect. So I'm going to re-forward the one I did send previously that does have everything we talked about. And then what was the other part that you did require, that you requested?
Well, just the contact name, you know, who I need, if I have any questions, you know.
Gotcha.
Who I need to, who I can contact, you know, and their phone number. And I'm going to put that phone number on my phone. I'm going to save it as a contact.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I just re-forwarded the breakdown for you here. Don't mind the top part of it where it says we'll meet up at 4 p.m. But
okay.
The rest of it does have everything that we talked about there.
Okay.
At the very bottom of that email, you'll see the headquarters number as well as my extension. And you'll also see my direct email for the office.
Okay.
And I'm also going to send over a quick text message from my office cell, so you can have that as well.
All right. That way I can print those off.
All right. There we are. Make sure that text message got over for you.
Okay.
All right, perfect.
Yes.
Did that text message get over for you? It should just say this is Aubrey.
Yeah, let me check here real quick. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, take your time.
Okay, it says, I got something here. It says, this is
Aubrey?
Aubrey?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is me.
Okay, okay. I'm trying to see if I can print this off. There's nothing in the text.
You said there's nothing in the text? It doesn't say this is Aubrey?
Yeah, all it says is this is Aubrey.
Oh, yeah, that's all I sent. That's all I sent, just so you could have my number to reply to. Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's your phone number right there.
Yes, sir.
4111, right?
4111, yes, sir.
Okay. All right, okay. All right, so what do you need now?
All right, give me one moment here. Let me pull this up here. We got your security question done.
I'm going to put back the phone just a second. I'm going to grab a pen. Hold on. All right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry. You there?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, how much is it that you're going to charge today?
$398.
Okay. All right. You're going to have to give me a few minutes so I can transfer the funds to this card. Okay?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
All right.
I'll be here.
So, why don't you do this? Just hold on, okay? And I'll get confirmation that it was sent. I got to email it over, okay? All right, and make
yes,
a transfer.
Sir.
Hold on, and I'll get the card out. Hold on. Okay, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. This is on a Visa card, and
okay.
The card number is, you ready?
Yes, sir.
4430-4100-6179-8404.
All right, so that's 4430-4100-6179-8404.
Correct.
All right, perfect. And the expiration?
02 of 28.
It's February 2028. And the CV?
880.
All right,
correct.
Perfect. Before I process that, I do want to go through our voice verification for you. So this is just another layer
okay.
of protection, but it also outlines our service agreement with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the
okay.
accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Besso LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Steve Young, the owner of Besso LLC.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
All right. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? That's still our 877 number.
Correct.
All right. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. And in hiring
okay.
Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. And as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receive the required business documents in a timely manner. So this may include business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application, which you don't have to worry about, and any other items recommended for GBP verification. We kindly ask
okay.
these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide necessary documentation within the time frame may just result in delays or suspension of the account until we get those. Do you agree
okay.
and submit? Sorry, do you agree to submit these within 7 days?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. That is the 30th of September, and a non-refundable amount of $398. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 30th of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, still our 877 number, to speak with a live representative. To prevent charges on your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind, Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So stand by for me here really quickly. I'm going to go ahead and process this for you. And you're going to receive 3 emails almost immediately. One's going to be your Local Splash initial invoice. The other will be your Welcome to Local Splash email. This will have your username for your dashboard and a temporary password for you. And then there should be actions needed for Google verification. It'll just say, like, pictures needed. That should be in there as well. Now, you don't have to worry about these yet. We're going to set your client interview. They'll go through each and every piece of that with you to make sure it's all smooth, okay?
Okay.
All right. Give me one moment here. That's 9/30/2025. All right, give me one more moment and get it all set up for you here. Excuse me. All right, are you seeing that email so far? Did that come in for you?
Hold on.
Might require a refresh.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, I've got it. I've got one email.
Okay, so one came in. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And which one was that? The initial invoice? Actually, let me check for you here.
Good morning. Okay. Thank you for taking the time from your busy day. And it talks about Local Splash and the pricing, $299 a month.
Okay, so not that one. That was the in writing I sent you. You should see one that says Local Splash initial invoice.
I haven't got that yet. It hasn't showed up yet.
Okay. Let me see if I can send that over for you manually here. All right. I'm going to go ahead and send that one more time. Let's see if it gets to you.
Okay. What is that 877 number?
The 877-635-6225. So that's our entire headquarters number. So that's for if you need to contact me, you put in my extension, it'll bring you directly to me. If you need to make any changes, you contact that number.
What?
It'll have your account manager.
What's your extension number?
1493.
Okay. And that phone number again is 877-635. What was the last
two? 6225.
25. Okay. So that's 877-635-6225.
Yes, sir. Extension 1493. Mm-hmm.
Right. Aubrey. Okay. All right.
All right. Perfect. And then you should see a second email coming in here. Oh, wait, well, let's confirm you got the first one. Do you see the initial invoice? Did that come in?
Let me check here. Yeah, I got it.
Perfect. Okay. So if you click that, you'll see a little blue link that says click here inside the email. Go ahead and click that. It'll take you to your terms of experience. Okay. Go ahead and scroll through. Make sure name spelling, business spelling, make sure all of that looks good. And then we can go ahead and check those three boxes, sign and date. And then you'll have to turn your phone sideways to hit submit. But then you'll go ahead and hit submit.
Yeah.
All right. Then it'll take you directly to your local Splash dashboard. This is where all of your analytics will be seen. You're not going to see anything yet, but this is where all of your analytics and data will be. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let me make sure that got over for you here before we set your client interview. We need the action needed.
When do you need the list for my keywords?
So we'll go through that in your client interview. However, okay. I would like to go ahead and make a note of it really quick just to make sure time is efficient.
Okay.
All right. So what I'll do here is I'll make a note of the up to 10 keywords, and they'll be able to break those down into the 20 for you when you get to the client interview, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Give me 1 second. All right. I am ready when you are.
Okay. Concrete pumping.
Okay.
Stucco.
Okay.
EIFS. That's all abbreviated. The letters EIFS, synthetic stucco.
Gotcha. Okay. EIFS. Okay.
Right. Masonry contractors.
All right.
Did I give you concrete pumping yet?
Yes, sir. It's the very first one.
Okay. Concrete work.
Okay.
Pool plastering and tile.
Pool plaster and tile. Okay.
Yeah, pool plastering. Let's see. Excavation work.
Excavation. And that includes grading?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. I know it sounded like a redundant question, but you know, some excavators don't do the grading for
you. Right. Then shotcrete.
Shotcrete.
Yeah. Shotcrete work.
All right, perfect.
Okay. Those are the ones right there.
Okay.
Okay.
1 second, just making sure I submit that here for you.
Oh, one other thing I forgot. Foundation repair.
And foundation repair.
Right.
Foundation repair. Did that include commercial?
Yes, all commercial and
repair. All right. All right, so we have concrete pump. Stucco, EIFS, masonry contractors, concrete work, pool plastering, tile, excavation, including grading, shotcrete work, and foundation repair, both residential and commercial.
Right. And masonry contractors, did you get that one?
Yes, sir. That was the third, the fourth one. Yes, sir. Okay.
Good. Okay.
All right. Perfect. And then Really quick, can you refresh your email for me and see if the action needed pictures popped up for you? Email?
Email is F, as in Frank, 350-1954@gmail.com.
All right. And then can you do a quick refresh for me to see if the Google verification email got to you? I know the initial invoice did. I want to make sure the others get to you, too. And then let me send your welcome to Local Splash. Yeah, so it should say action needed pictures needed for Google verification.
Action needed. Perfect. Yep.
All right. Excellent. And then I'm going to go ahead and send over one more email here, and this will have your welcome to Local Splash. All right, perfect. So I just sent over your welcome to Local Splash email. So this will have a username for you, and it'll also have a temporary password. So let me make sure we receive that. This is how you get access to your dashboard.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. Sent successfully. All right. Might require a quick refresh, but it should be there.
Okay.
It'll say, welcome to Local Splash. Perfect. Yep. Perfect. And then let me refresh to make sure the terms and conditions came back to me.
Okay.
It's actually not showing me that they've been signed. You were able to sign the terms of experience from the initial invoice?
Do you need me to sign it?
Oh, yes. So I wanted to make sure everything looked good, right? Name, spelling, everything looked good first before you do anything. Then click those three checkmark boxes.
Which page do I sign on?
Yeah, so click the initial invoice email, and you'll see a blue click here link. Just go ahead and click that, and it will bring you into the terms.
It's okay.
Yes, sir. Right. And then click that blue little link there.
Okay. Hold on just a second here. I'm going to turn it sideways.
Sir.
Bear with me here.
Take your time.
I see the blue lines. It says authorizations. It says the credit card. Where do I need to sign at?
So you see three check boxes and then two orange boxes to sign a date.
Okay.
You have to scroll all the way to the bottom. It used to be on the page all the way as you scrolled, but I think now it's all the way at the bottom of the page.
Okay, hold on just a second here.
Yes, sir.
Is that the page that says Local Splash Initial Invoice?
Yes, sir. Yep. So you'll click on that email? Yeah, you'll click on that email, and inside the email, you'll see a blue click here.
Okay.
All right. Then you'll go ahead and click that blue click here, and it'll take you to your terms of experience.
It says, please click here to accept subscription terms.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead and click that, and you'll open your terms and conditions page.
I'm trying to click on it, but nothing is happening.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Did it send it as a text message? It should have sent it as a text message also. It might be a little easier to do it that way.
A text message, sure.
Okay. Give me one moment. I'll get that sent over for you. Okay. Just give me one moment here. Just want to make sure the right initial invoice gets over for you. Okay. And then what was the 4305 number?
Yes,
it won't leave the screen. What was it? Can you repeat the number for me?
859-801-4305.
There we go. Okay. All right, 4305. All right. Oh, he keeps trying to send it to the 0117. Let me get that over. Preferred contact. There we go. Okay. Now we get your local Splash initial invoice over for you. Let's see if it'll let you do it through there. Let me see. There we are. Initial invoice. All right. So this one will say, Steve, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice. Let's see if that opens up and lets you do it.
Okay. Okay, I clicked on that. Confirm signature.
There we go. Okay. Go ahead and take care of that. Make sure it all looks good. And then go ahead and submit.
Type your name.
Yes, sir.
Says signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as it appears.
Oh, okay. So in the billing, it'll say Steven Young. S-T-E-V-E-N. Sorry about that.
Okay. Okay, I keep clicking it to confirm signature.
You'll have to turn it sideways.
Turn it sideways?
Yeah, I'm not sure why mobile devices make you turn it sideways to hit the submit, but yeah, you've got to turn it sideways.
Okay. Okay, did it go?
Give me one moment here. Let me go ahead and refresh. And it should have also taken you to your dashboard. Did it take you to another page?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Then I believe it has. Perfect. Okay, it came through here. So the very last thing we have to do is just set your client interview. I know it is approaching pretty close to end of day today. Do you have about 45 right. minutes to do your client interview today?
Not right now. I'm getting ready to leave.
Okay. That's what I had a feeling of. Okay. So do you have some time tomorrow? Okay. I have all day tomorrow.
Tomorrow's a really busy day. It won't be till Friday.
Okay. Friday. Okay.
All right.
Friday. And then what's a good time for you?
In the afternoon, maybe the same time, maybe. Okay.
Same time. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and getting that started in here for you. You'll just receive one last email. It'll just be your invite for that. You should see that in about 10 minutes. Okay. I'm going to begin communicating with your team here and get that squared away. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Awesome, Steve. Well, it's been great speaking with you here. Welcome to the Vocal Splash family. We will be catching up with you on Friday to go through your client interview and get everything onboarded properly, okay?
Okay. All right. That's fine.
All right. Excellent. All right. I'll talk to you soon. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.